Endless Hustle is presented by Eat Clean Pro, a convenient solution to bring you the highest quality chef-prepared meals delivered right to your door. Eat Clean Pro is the contract-free solution for your meal prep needs. Made with all-natural ingredients and next-day delivery, every meal feels like you have someone cooking for you right at home. All right, we've got a great day on the Endless Hustle as I'm joined by former Bachelor alum and now best-selling author Madison Proud. Congratulations. I'm going to say Maddie from now on. It's so much easier, better we're than Madison.
Now, right? Like, Maddie works. We're friends now.
Yeah, we're homies now. Like, Maddie, we're good to go. Congrats. The book is called Made for This Moment. I actually love the direction that you took with this book because it's not just the standard, hey, let me just throw all my bio stuff out here and my experiences on The Bachelor. You actually took your faith and everything that you believe in and really kind of uniquely mixed it together in this book. I loved it. So tell me about putting this whole thing together.
Well, thank you so much. And honestly, that was my heart. To be honest with you, if I could have written a book and not included anything Bachelor, I would have. But I felt like, you know, obviously God has given me this platform and this opportunity to really take my unique story and really kind of share different parts that I feel like can be relatable to other people, no matter what they're walking through, even though, you know, most people probably aren't going on a reality TV show. We all face, you know, pressures and temptations and, you know, opportunities to compromise or to settle. And I wanted to be able to kind of pull from, you know, moments that people may recognize or be familiar with as they watch, but really pull out the relatable, you know, moments that we all face in everyday life. Right. And so that was kind of my heart behind writing this book. And when I came off the show, I actually had already started working on a book. I started working on my book way before I went on The Bachelor, which not a lot of people know about, but I started writing on it. Felt like God put a message, you know, on my heart before I ever knew I was going to go on The Bachelor. And then when I came off the show, I had so many people asking me, you know, Maddie, how were you able to stand firm under pressure? How were you able to stay true to yourself in an environment like that, because I'm struggling, you know, in my environment, and you had so many eyes on you and so much pressure and so many opinions, like, how did you do it? And so I kind of went back to, you know, that book that I've been working on, but also pulled from those same questions that people were asking. And I was like, okay, how can I combine this and really create, you know, a message that is going to be able to answer some of these questions and really relate to a lot of these people's struggles and things that I've struggled with my whole life. And I went back to the verse that God had laid on my heart before when I felt like I was supposed to go on The Bachelor, which was Esther 4:14. And it says, for maybe I have called you to this royal position for such a time as this. And I went back to that verse and I was talking with my team and I was like, y'all, what's the modern way of saying for such a time as this? And that's how we came up with Made for This Moment. And really since then, like I am not a writer. Like I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I was a communications major. So I obviously like I had some form of experience, but I mean, not a lot. And I was a 24-year-old, you know, given this opportunity to write a book that I was praying would touch, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And so I was, I just remember like kind of getting in my room and the publisher would be like, hey, we need you to have, you know, this whole chapter to us by the end of today. And I'd be like staring at a blank Word document. And I'm like, okay, God, like I really need you in this moment. And it was crazy. Like I just would start writing and it just would flow. And God just gave me really everything I needed through the writing process. And I truly feel like it was his words that he wanted to speak to this generation. And I'm so passionate about this message. And it's been really cool to see so far how it's, you know, touched people and the stories that I've heard from those who have read it.
I've interviewed pretty much everybody from The Bachelor. I'm so privileged. I get to chat with everybody. But like I had Nick Vile on the show last night. Tyler Cameron was on a couple weeks ago. And you can kind of tell who the real deal is and who's not the real deal with the whole beliefs thing. I totally dig that you're the real deal. And I love that you essentially came off this platform and you're like, you know what? I am actually going to use this as a platform. How hard when you were in that moment, because the stuff that you had to go through and the decisions you had to make were not easy. But how really hard was it in that moment for you?
It was the hardest thing I've ever been through. And there were so many moments, you know, during filming where I genuinely felt like I couldn't keep going. Like I was like, there's no way I can do this. God, you're going to have to choose someone else. Like, I don't have, it's funny because, you know, it's, my book's called Made for This Moment. And then under it, Standing Firm in Strength, Grace, and Courage. And I feel like those three words were fully redefined for me during the filming of the show. And the picture and the understanding that I had of strength and grace and courage was so small in comparison to what I feel like I've learned now through going through everything with the show. And, you know, my picture and idea of strength, meaning like perfection, and I had to always be on and I couldn't be weak, and courage, meaning like fists up, like ready to go, like ready to just make my opinions known at any given second. And grace, you know, kind of, I had this picture of like passivity of just, you know, oh, just someone who just lets whatever happen, you know, and it doesn't really stand up for herself. And I feel like those three words just totally became redefined. And I had a whole different picture of it when I was in moments when I genuinely did not feel like I had, you know, the strength, grace, or courage just to keep going. And just God showed up and came through and gave me what I need to just take another step. And the wisdom to know like when to stay, when to leave, and when to speak up and when to be silent. And I just truly can't even like take credit for any of it. It was just totally God, you know, through the whole process. But there were so many moments genuinely where I mean, there was a moment where I, like, the producers were probably so scared because I like locked myself in the bathroom and I was like, I'm not coming out. Like, I can't do this. Like, I genuinely was, you know, just, I just felt tortured by my emotions and the feelings that I was having and just the tension between my heart and my head and, you know, what I felt like I should do versus what I wanted to do. And again, tensions that we probably all face every day, but this was just in a very extreme and heightened, you know, moment and environment. But it was a really crazy experience. And then, you know, having to rewatch it and inviting in millions of opinions was a whole nother level of torture and pressure. And, you know, honestly, I lost 15 pounds, you know, during that time of just like, I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep. And just all the different opinions and people who, you know, were praising you and treating you like, I'm like, who, like me, what are you talking about? And then people who are, you know, attacking you for no reason. And I'm like, you don't even know me. Like, what are you talking about? And just rumors and just so many things, you know, and it was very disheartening and just that crazy feeling of feeling misunderstood, but in a very major way of like millions of people misunderstanding you. And, you know, just that, like, I'm a very justice person. So I just wanted to like, no, like, this is my heart. This is really me. But I just feel like the Lord just continued to give me what I needed in those moments and just remind me, you know, Maddie, I've got you. I've brought you to this point. So I'm going to sustain you through it. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to defend you. And you just need to trust me. And so I really leaned on him. And honestly, through the whole process, like, my relationship with God just got so much stronger. And now I feel like I have an opportunity through my pain and through my failures and through the things that I felt and experienced. I now have an opportunity to speak into so many people who are going through similar things in different ways, and just empathize with them because I've had those moments of, you know, not feeling like I can keep going or just feeling so overwhelmed or attacked or hated or whatever it is, you know? And so, it's really cool just to be able to have those moments to like relate to people.
You're a young woman from Alabama. So the showbiz glitz and glamour is not something that you probably grew up in. All of a sudden you're on the cover of Us Weekly, People Magazine, every tabloid imaginable. What is that moment like when they're dissecting you and your personal life? Are you like, holy cow, this is not what I signed up for?
Yeah, I feel like for me, it was crazy because like you said, I was the first one-on-one date, right? So the very first episode I had, I think right before the episode started, I had like 15,000 followers. By the end of the night, I had 400,000 or 500,000 followers. And that was honestly, I think for most people, they would be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But I was honestly terrified. And that was like one of the hardest nights of my life because I had so many people just dissecting every single thing about me. Like, who, like, why is she even on the show? Like, she's not pretty enough to be on here. Like, who even is she? Like what, like all these like crazy things that you're like, huh? Like, what are you, like, what, why are you even saying those things? And, you know, and then a lot of people obviously just like, you know, we want you to win. You're the best one here. Like, you and Peter forever, just so many opinions and so many things being said. And like you said, just on magazine covers and celebrities posting about you, that you it's just an overwhelming feeling. And I think for me, I just wasn't prepared for that. I wasn't expecting that. And everyone's like, oh, you know what you sign up for, but you truly don't. And I had never seen the show before, so I really had no idea what to expect. I didn't know. And I also had no idea what was going to be on the episodes. Like, you don't get to see the episodes beforehand. So I had no idea, you know, what was going to be shown, how it was going to be portrayed. And that was terrifying. And so every single week, like, I would have so much anxiety not knowing, you know, what was going to be on that screen and what millions of people were going to be watching, and also how millions of people were going to receive it and what they were going to think and what they were going to say. And so every week was just, it was a crazy experience. But I would definitely say, just going from like unknown to all of a sudden just viral and people talking about you, being trending on Twitter, trending on TikTok, it was an overwhelming feeling. Honestly, for me, kind of in a negative way, until I was able to really, you know, kind of take care of myself and see it as an opportunity to, okay, now I have this ability to encourage people and love on people, even if I'm receiving a lot of hatred or being misunderstood or mean things, like, I still have an opportunity to encourage people. And so choosing to see it that way, I think totally flipped my perspective. But for a while, it was really hard.
I always tell people, listen, I can put up a picture with Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Lawrence, but if I put up pictures with either Bravo celebrities or Bachelor contestants, it'll get more social media likes than those A-listers. And it just reinforces like the power of those two fan bases. I was talking to Nick about this last night. How do you, once you come off the show, and obviously there's a new group and you're kind of, for lack of a better word, yesterday's news to a certain degree, because now everybody's fascinated with the new group. What is it like actually returning to real life, like having to date, having to go back to work? Are there agents coming at you from every direction? Like, what is that actual experience like once you begin to distance yourself from the show and you're now moving into the next stage of your life?
You know, for me, I really, again, I had no idea what to expect. And so for me, it wasn't like, oh, I'm coming off of this show and now I have like all these followers and like, how can I optimize this? It was genuinely like, I was so broken and I had experienced so much trauma and heartbreak, and I was coming off of something so crazy that the only thing on my mind was healing. Like, I was like, I just need to heal. Like, I just need to work on myself and focus on me. And so I actually came off the show and I denied, you know, like every single media opportunity. There were a lot of things that I turned down, a lot of really amazing opportunities, a lot of press opportunities. And just really because I didn't feel like I was in a good place, but I also felt like, you know, I wanted to use my voice in a way to where I wasn't making it all about me. I wanted to use my voice at a time where I was in a good place, but also to where my voice was used to really better other people. And it wasn't a moment to like spill tea or a moment to, again, make it all about me, but rather, and it's why I wrote this book, Made for This Moment, but rather a moment to bring other people into, you know, my pain and my struggles so that I could relate to them and their pain and struggles. And so that we could go through it together and know that, you know, there's a reason we're here on this earth. There's a reason, you know, that we were born and created. And I just wanted to have a message that really made the world better, you know, and that really like added value to people. And that wasn't just like to add entertainment or to add, you know, to the Bachelor tea, you know? And so for me, when I came off the show, I actually did probably what all agents and publicists would have cringed at. But I actually came off the show and I like logged off my social media. I didn't read a single comment. I didn't look at a single, you know, I didn't look at any of the, I guess, like magazines and things. I didn't read anything online. I actually logged off my phone, got off my phone, started working on my book again, and got away, kind of went to the beach and the lake by myself and really just had that time to heal and to write and to just kind of like process through everything I had just walked through, because I wanted to be at a place to when I move forward and whatever God had for me next, and that was a book or whether that was a relationship or whatever that looked like I wanted to be in a good headspace for that, and I wanted to be ready for that. And so for me, I didn't even like fully optimize all the opportunities, and I definitely could have, but I wanted to, when I spoke out, I wanted it to be something that was so much bigger than me and for other people. And so through this book, like, this is me now, you know, using my voice and really using my platform to hopefully encourage like thousands or millions of people, for something that's, you know, so much bigger than Bachelor or Madison Pruitt or anything like that.
So one other thing that I love about you, I played high school and college basketball. So, and I know you played ball as well. So describe your game to me.
So I would say I'm very feisty. I'm scrappy. I do not give up easy, and I hate to lose more than anything in the world. I'm extremely competitive. I'm a defender. I was the point guard. So I'm a playmaker, a defender. I didn't love shooting until like my junior and senior year, until I was forced to shoot because all of our shooters left. And so then I had to kind of step into that role, but I just enjoyed, you know, I love handling the ball. I'm a big ball handler. So I just loved like making plays, getting it to the open person, and then just using my competitiveness and scrap on the other end with defense to kind of just, you know, get the ball back and make plays in that way. And so that's probably how I described my game. My dad was my coach. And so it was a very interesting season of my life because, you know, he was so much harder on me than he was like any of the other players. And at the time, honestly, in high school, I hated that. I was like, this is so unfair. You know, like everyone else is going to, you know, trips and going to dances and doing all these fun things, and I'm in the gym like 24/7. And, you know, and like, I was kind of like throwing a little pity party. But I look back now and I am so grateful that my dad was my coach and that he was so hard on me, because it genuinely has made me the person that I am today. And I've learned, and I talk about it in my book. I use actually a lot of basketball stories and references, because I think it's so crazy how sports relate to life. Yep. And I think for me, I look at my life now and just the discipline that I have, the strength that I have, the grit that I have, I feel like I can look back and thank basketball and sports in general, you know, for that, and my dad for that. And just living with a spirit of excellence and, you know, being a part of a team and giving back and realizing that it's not all about you and having the discipline to kind of give up what you want right now for what you want later, you know, I think has taught me so much in life. And so I'm so grateful for that. But I miss the basketball days. Like I go and watch games and I'm like, man, I miss it so much. And so I try and, you know, be a part of it whenever I can. I still go, and I just actually got back from the Bahamas with my family for Auburn basketball. They were playing at a tournament in the Bahamas. And so I try and go back and watch games when I can, just to stay a part of it and to remember the good old days.
Yeah, you're the complete opposite of who I was. I was shoot first, shoot second, shoot third. I was like the 6'2" white guy who could just shoot from everywhere, never wanted to pass. And it's so, when I played in college, it was like, my coach was like, you don't play no defense, kid. It was like, it was me. So I'm listening to you and I'm like, my college coach would have loved you, because I was the complete opposite of it. Another funny story is, so I work with the NHL for another gig that I do. I host a couple different things with them. They have a ton of Bachelor fans over there. Are you into hockey at all? Do you have any fun hockey experiences? Anything with the NHL?
So I do not. I think being from Alabama, like hockey is just not a thing at all. Like, because I don't know, in the South, no one talks about hockey or plays hockey or anything like that. So it was not a big thing at all where I grew up. When I moved to Dallas, I've noticed that a lot more of my friends are really big into hockey. And so they've all been like, Maddie, we need to go to some games. And I'm like, really? Like a hockey game? Like, I just had never thought about it. And they're like, we're going to go to a game. So I'm going to try and go to one of these days here in Dallas. But I have not ever been to a game. I've never even watched a game. Again, it just wasn't something that I really grew up like in Alabama. I mean, the biggest things were football, and I mean, mainly football, and then basketball for me and my family. But yeah, so that was what I grew up around. And those were like the only sports that we knew. So I never really got into hockey, but it seems cool.
Yeah, first of all, it's the best live sport, but also the Stars, where you're at, the Dallas Stars, have an enormous presence in that town. So I feel like we got to figure something out and get you involved with them and get you to your first game.
Yeah, I feel like we need to make that happen.
So when people read this book, what do you hope the takeaway is? Like, what's the emotional takeaway for anyone who gets to read Made for This Moment?
I know so many people long to know their worth. So many people long to know their purpose. So many people long to have the strength, grace, courage, confidence, and peace that we all deep down want. And I am not writing from, or I didn't write from a place of I've got it all and I'm perfect and I've got it all figured out, but rather from a place of let's lock arms and go through this and figure this out together. And I just want every single person who reads to walk away just with a more like secure sense of self, of who they are and why they're here, what they're called and purpose to do, for them to know that they were made on purpose and for purpose, that they are needed in this world, that they have something so valuable to give, but also that they are a part of something so much bigger than themselves. And I've seen in my own life, I've seen in the lives of many celebrities that, you know, every single person would know if I said their name, but I've seen in many lives who have made life all about them. It's all about what can I get? What can others do for me? How can I be happy? Like they live a very discontent and dissatisfied life. Whereas when I see, you know, even in my own life, when I have lived just, oh my gosh, what can I do to make someone else's day better? Like, what can I do to serve other people and love other people and to honor God with my life? When I've lived with that sense of purpose, it has given me so much more joy and confidence and contentment. And so I even just want to encourage people, like, you can search, you know, far and wide, and you can place your worth, your confidence, your identity in yourself and other people, or even in the things of this world, but it's going to constantly leave you empty and wanting more. And you're going to ultimately be dissatisfied and discontent. And so I hope that, you know, when they read Made for This Moment, they realize that being made for this moment means that whatever moment you are in right now is the moment you were made for, that you have what it takes, but that the only way you're going to have what it takes, the only way you're going to be able to, you know, give back and make a difference and leave an impact and truly live confident and strong is when you realize that you realize who you are, when you realize who you belong to, when you realize where true confidence and strength comes from, and that you're a part of something so much bigger than yourself. And so that's really what I hope they walk away from. And just to know that, you know, that I believe in them and that I'm not the hero of this story. They are the hero of this story, and that we are all made for this moment. So that's my, you know, encouragement to those who read, and really what I hope they take away.
Final question. Obviously, so many celebrity fans of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. What was the craziest interaction you had after you were off the show? Like a Beyonce coming up to you or something like that. And you're just like, I can't believe this is happening right now.
You know, for me, I was in such a whirlwind that I really didn't even think about any of that. Like, I think I was just, there was so much going on that I wasn't even in my head about, oh my gosh, this person reached out or this person did this. And so I really don't know, but I will say it was really crazy having, I mean, some of the biggest celebrities, I mean, the Kardashians, Selena, like having Hailey Bieber, like all of those people, you know, posting about you and talking about you and tweeting about you. I mean, it was really surreal. And I did get to hang out with Selena like a couple of days after I came off the finale. And she's just gold. She's amazing. And just has such an amazing heart and got to really encourage me during that crazy time in my life. And so, you know, it was all just so crazy. And I've gotten to meet some really amazing people since then. And people that I never would have thought that I would have been friends with, people that I watched when I was a little girl, but, you know, just seeing that, wow, we all struggle. We all have crap that we go through and we all just need love in Jesus. And so it's been really cool just to see that and be a part of that. But yeah, so I don't really know. I don't know if I answered your question, but there's been a lot of crazy moments if I really think about it. But honestly, I was so like in my head when all that was going on. So I couldn't even process everything that was happening.
Yo, I love how grounded you are. Fame, I always tell people, fame is really tough. And especially like instant fame, when you haven't grown up in that type of environment, can be brutal. And you've done a really great job of navigating it. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're sweet. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Congrats on the book, Maddie. Thanks for an awesome chat. And you're welcome back anytime. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks, Arthur. I had so much fun. And, you know, I really hope all who listened, like, you just feel so encouraged and inspired by this message. But thank you so much for having me. It means a lot.
Same here. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.